This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A search continues for a missing helicopter with seven people aboard off the U.S. state of Hawaii. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
The Coast Guard says efforts are being made to locate a tour helicopter that disappeared last night in Hawaii. The aircraft's owner is said to have alerted authorities about 45 minutes after it was due back from a tour of Kauai's Napali coast. The helicopter has an electronic locator, but so far, no signals have been received. Two of the six passengers are believed to be minors. I'm Matt Small.
In Central Asia, Kazakhstan is mourning the dead from today's crash of a Beck Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board. It went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty Airport, killing at least 12, injuring nearly 50 others. AP's Mike Hempen has the story of the plane involved.
The plane was the medium-sized twin-turbofan jet airliner. It was most recently certified to operate in May. The company that built the aircraft went bankrupt in 1996, and production of the plane stopped the following year. All flights involving the airliner in Kazakhstan have been suspended, pending the outcome of the investigation.
That was AP's Mike Hempen. Beck Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital of Nur-Sultan when it crashed. The epidemic of brush fires in Australia's state of New South Wales remains what it's been, a daunting fact of life. The state's Rural Fire Commissioner is Shane Fitzsimmons.
While conditions are more mild, there's extraordinary work going on with hand tool line construction, fire break upgrades. They're locking in control lines with back burning. Men and women on the ground doing really difficult work in pretty rugged country.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring a huge victory after winning a leadership primary that ensures he will lead his right-wing Likud party into a March general election. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. asylum seeker has died at the U.S.-Mexico border. We get a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the woman was a 41-year-old from Congo. She arrived at an official port of entry in Laredo, Texas, Christmas Eve, with paperwork that documented a previous medical condition. Medical personnel cleared her to be detained overnight. But come Christmas morning, the woman told CBP officers she had abdominal pain and had vomited. The agency says it contacted emergency personnel immediately and had her taken to a local hospital, but her condition declined rapidly and she died there. According to a statement CBP gave members of Congress, the woman was diagnosed with acute kidney failure. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iraqi President Barham Saleh says he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by an Iranian-backed bloc in parliament. The Fatah faction has chosen Assad al-Idani, governor of Basra province, as its choice for the country's next prime minister. The idea has been rejected by anti-government protesters. British regulators are launching a full-scale investigation of Amazon's plan to purchase a stake in Deliveroo to determine if that would put a damper on competition in the UK. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The Competition and Markets Authority says that the two companies failed to provide evidence addressing concerns that Amazon's investment in the British food delivery platform could be bad for customers, restaurants, and grocers. The agency has been investigating the deal since Amazon announced a planned $590 million investment in London-based Deliveroo in May. Its in-depth review could take up to 6 months and is likely to slow the investment plan. Amazon failed to get its own restaurant delivery business going in the UK, shutting it down for good late last year. Zaria Shakili, London.
Disaster officials in the Philippines now say that Typhoon Fanpon on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day killed at least 28 people. Another 12 are missing. The storm lashed island after island with sustained top winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour before weakening over the South China Sea. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools and government buildings. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office by police officers who then searched the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. Navalny's spokeswoman said the Kremlin critic was forcibly detained and led away. No official word on why. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people. This as mass protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant trade. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.